Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chaf. The rabbi left off yesterday, Yud Tes Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today's daf is the last daf. First of all, today's daf is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. Those on Zoom know who I am. Those who happen to be listening on YU Torah, this is not Rabbi Leibowitz, it's Alicia Graf. The rabbi is away for the next 4 days. So we will have the distinct pleasure of learning all sorts of sugyas regarding Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara together. Almost would have been better had the rabbi gone away last week with the Maaseh Merkava and the stories of Acher, but we deal with the hand that we're dealt, whatever. So we're going to learn about Tumah V'Tahara. Today's daf is the last daf in the second parak of Maseches Chagiga. We already started turning a couple of days ago to Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, which are going to consume the last third of the Masechta. Today we're going to finish the second parak. We're going to begin the third parak, probably do most or all of the Mishnah and probably come back to it again tomorrow, just to level set and to frame tomorrow's discussion. But first, before we get to tomorrow, we have to get through today, obviously. So hopefully we'll be able to do that together. Today's discussion is about a couple of topics. Number one, we're going to talk about Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh. We're going to talk about people who observe a heightened level of Kedusha, a heightened level of Shmira with regard to their Chulin. So they treat it as, they treat their Chulin as they would Kodesh. And we're going to talk about what actual impact that has on the item. Is it considered like Kodesh? Is it considered sort of like a hybrid? Is it not really like Kodesh? So we'll discuss that. The bulk of the daf is going to talk about, or the bulk of Amin Aleph is going to talk about the type of Shmira that's necessary in order to prevent something from becoming tame. So let's say something leaves your possession for a little bit of time. Can it still be considered as guarded from becoming tame? Let's say you're watching something, but you don't know exactly what the thing that you're watching is. Can you prevent it from becoming tame if you are watching something, but you think you're watching something else, even though you're laying eyes on it the whole time? Does the fact that you think it's something different somehow compromise the level of Shmira? This has an impact not only on Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, but also on Hilchas Kashrus in terms of a Mashgiach who's Nichnas V'Yotzeh. We'll talk a little bit about that later in this year. That is going to then conclude the second parak of the Masechta. We're then going to begin the third parak of the Masechta, which is going to talk about the various milos, the various chumros that Kodesh have, that we have to observe by Kodesh, Lagabe Tamentara, that we don't observe by Truma. So that's going to be the discussion in Anamad Beis, which is the Mishnah beginning the third parak in the Masechta. So we left off again. The rabbi left off Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are two lines up from the bottom of the page, and we are going to begin with the second word on the line. So the Gemara says as follows. So Amar Rav Mari. So says Rav Mari, Shma Mina. So we learn from the Mishnah, and again, we'll recall the Mishnah was on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah had said that if you wash your hands or if you're tovel for a certain level, then it works for that level, but it doesn't work for the next level, for the next level higher. So for example, the Mishnah had said, if you're tovel for chulin, then you're tar for chulin, but you're not tar for meiser, because meiser is more holy. It's more one level more chumer than chulin. For example, if you're tovel for meiser, then you're hochzuk for meiser, but you're not allowed to eat truma because it doesn't work for truma. Similarly, if you are tovel for truma, it's going to work for truma, but it's not going to work for kodesh. And the ultimate level is if you're tovel for kodesh, then it's going to work for kodesh, but it's not going to work for mechatas. It's not going to work for the efer paraduma. That's the highest level, and you need the highest level of tara in order for that. So we've discussed already all of these categories. We discussed chulin, meiser, truma, kodesh, and then chatas. However, there is something called Chulin Shenasa Al Taros HaKodesh. What does Chulin Shenasa Al Taros HaKodesh mean? So before we get into the Gemara, just a refresher, I think the rabbi covered this yesterday or the day before, but these concepts are always worth reminding ourselves of. So generally, if you have food that is Chulin, it can become only a Rishon or a Sheni L'tumah. There is no progression of Tumah after the level of Sheni. However, by Truma, there's a Maila, and Truma can become a Shlishi, but it can't make a Revi. Kodesh can become even a Revi. So what it means when we say Chulin Shenasal Taras HaKodesh, it means that you're holding such stringencies by Chulin that you won't even let them become a Revi. Now, obviously, the Chulin can't become a Revi because it's Chulin. Only Kodesh can become a Revi. But it means that you're holding such a high level of, you're holding so many stringencies that you're holding the Chulin to the standard of Kodesh. So the Gemara wants to say that from our Mishnah, which spoke about, again, all of these levels, so Amar Rav Mari, Shmamina, Chulin, Shenasu, Altaras, HaKodesh, KeKodesh Dami. So it's Mashma that if you hold all the stringencies of Kodesh by Chulin, that it's Chulin, Shenasu, Altaras, HaKodesh, it has a din of Kodesh. And what does this mean? So Rashi says, Beferish, Rashi says, Adama Ragel Lechol Kachim, if a person is Ragel T Kachim, so what he'll do is Makabla Lav Lechol Chulim Ataras HaKodesh, he will also abide by all of the stringencies of Kachim when he eats his Chulin. Kadesh Yu B'nei Beso Zahirun Ubekiyim Ataras HaKodesh. Because why? Because let's say he's always familiar, he's always apt, he's likely to eat Kachim, so he wants to make sure that his household knows how to conduct themselves with Kachim. So what's the best way to know that, what's the best way to ensure that the household knows how to conduct themselves when they eat kachim? It's to abide by those stringencies no matter what they eat. So that's why the person, Rashi is just explaining the psychology of why somebody would be oses chulin al taras hakodesh. So one who is oses chulin al taras hakodesh, it is kekodesh dami. It's exactly like kachim. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do we know? So flipping over to Chaf Amid Aleph, so it says, midlok tani, because from the fact that it doesn't say in the Mishnah, male, because we don't apply a separate mala to chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh. In other words, when we discuss the various milos in the Mishnah, what do we talk about? We talk about chulin, meiser, truma, kachim, chatas. Now, if chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh was its own mila, so what we should really say was, if you're tovel for chulin, then it works for chulin, but it doesn't work for chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh. But we don't say anything in the Mishnah about chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh, says the Gemara. The reason is, I'll tell you why, it's because it is exactly like kodesh, it is exactly like kodesh itself. So says Rav Mari. Says the Gemara, v'dilma haydalok tani bu maila di'idami l'truma hatani truma v'idami l'chulin hatani l'chulin. In other words, says the Gemara, you have no raya that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like kodesh. What you have a raya about is that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like one of the other categories mentioned in the Mishnah. But guess what? One of the categories mentioned in the Mishnah is chulin. So it could be that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like chulin. It could be shachulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like meiser or truma. Who says that you have a raya from here that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like kodesh? There is no raya, says the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, Detanya, the Gersa has changed on the side, chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh, that if you have chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh, you abide by all the stringencies of kachim even with chulin, harehein kechulin. So there's one where the Tanakhama says that it's like chulin. Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Tzadok Omer harei hein kitruma, and Rebbe Elazar b'Rav Tzadok says that it is like a truma. So obviously you have no raya, therefore, that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is like kachim from our Mishnah. In fact, from the Brisa cited in the Gemara, it sounds like there's no Mandi Amar who says that chulin shenaso al taras hakodesh is actually like kodesh. The machlokas is only, is it like truma or is it like chulin? But says the Gemara, you have no raya from our Gemara. Certainly not that it's like kodesh. Says the Gemara, we do have a raya. Elami Seifa, we were reading the wrong part of the Mishnah, which I did on purpose, obviously, because I was in the Havamina of the Gemara, but we have to look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. What did it say in the Seifa of the Mishnah? So, a little Chazara from 2 days ago. So, Yossi ben Yoezer, haya chasid shebekuna. So, Yossi ben Yoezer was a chasid shebekuna, vaysa mitpachaso midras lekodesh. However, his napkin would be considered tamei legabe kodesh. Why? because Yossi ben Yoezer, because he used to eat truma, because he was chassid shebekuna, he would often have the opportunity to eat truma. So because he ate truma, he held himself to a certain standard. But he was holding himself to the standard of truma, not to the standard of kodesh. And therefore, his napkin, which he was using in order to eat truma, or which he would use while he would eat truma, would be considered tameh lagabe, somebody who wanted to eat kodesh. Now, the Mishnah concluded by telling us, Yochanan ben Gudgada, haya ochel altaras ha-kodesh kol yamav, that he would eat his chulin altaras ha-kodesh all of his life. He would always apply all of the stringencies to kachim to even the chulin that he ate. Vaisa mitpachaso midresh lachatas. And his napkin, therefore, what's the one level up from kachim? It's chatas. Therefore, his napkin was considered tar lagabe kachim because he was always nasa. He was always osa chulin chulav altaras hakodesh. However, it was considered to be tamei for the purposes of chatas, for the purposes of the Efer Para Aduma. Says the Gemara, see, here's the deduction. Lachatas in Lakodesh Lo. Mashma, that his napkin was only considered Tamei for Chatas. But for Kachim, his napkin was considered Tar. But what do we say about Yochanan and Gudgada that he was eating his Chulin, he was Ochel Altaras HaKodesh? So says the Gemara, we see from here Araya in our Mishnah, that if you eat chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, if you apply all the stringencies of kachim to the chulin that you eat, then it's considered tar for kachim. So obviously, chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, it does have a din like kachim. So says the Gemara as follows, al maksavar chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, kegodesh damu. So we see that chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh is exactly like kodesh, because Yochanan Megugda ate his chulin al taras hakodesh, yet he was tar even for kachim. So it's obvious that they are at the same, that they are at the same level. So that is the raya that the Gemara winds up bringing, ultimately successful for our Mishnah, that chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh has a din of kachem itself. In other words, if it's tar for chulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, it's going to be kosher for actual kachem. Okay, so that was topic one of today's daf. Topic two of today's daf is going to talk about the concept of shmirah, of guarding something from becoming tamei, and it's also going to talk about the problem of hesach hadas, and specifically hesach hadas by mechatas and hesach hadas by other things that you need to keep with a certain level of tahara as well. And therefore, hesach hadas applies not only to the efer chatas, but also to truma and kachim. Now, there is a machlokes whether the problem of having hesach hadas is a problem on a deraisa level or on a derabanan level. And there's a further machlokes whether the issue of hesach hadas is that we are actually afraid that it became tamei, or even if we know that the item didn't become tamei, if you had a hesach hadas, is it enough to raise a problem with the tahara status of the object? In other words, let's say you spaced out and you had a hesach hadas, but we know that it didn't become tameh. So is that going to be enough, or do we still have a problem? Because do we still say that you need a certain heightened level of shmira and heightened level of kavana when it comes to guarding certain holy things, be it truma, kachem, efer chatas, from becoming tameh? So says the Gemara as follows. So Amar Rav Yonasan ben Elazar. So nafla ma'afarto hemenu. So let's say a person is walking in the street and his shawl falls off his shoulders. So often, like we have a talis, slips off his shoulders. So the guy's talis, let's just say, slipped off his shoulders. And Amar lachaveiro tanali. So he has difficulty bending down. So he says to his friend, "Do me a favor, hand me my talis, which just fell down." So says the Gemara. V'nasna lo, and then the friend gives it to him. Tameya, so the talis is going to be tamei. Why is the talis going to be tamei? Because the owner of the talis, when he told his friend to hand it to him, had a hesach hadas, and Rashi says, v'af zetar, even if the friend is tar, still the talis is going to be tame when it's given back to its original owner. And says Rashi, lokam and mefarish taima chazaka ina the meshamer masha biyad chavero. Because we have a chazaka that in order for this thing, first of all, in order for this talis to retain its status of tahara, you always have to be guarding it from becoming tame. And we know that a person does not guard, a person does not have a shmira over anything that his friend is watching. Lefichach hu lo shamra biyad chavero. He wasn't watching the item. He wasn't watching the talis when his friend was handing it to him. V'gam zeh shenosnu lo loyachash l'shomra. And furthermore, the fellow who had picked up the talis from the floor and was giving it to the owner wasn't guarding it from tumah as well. How do we know? Sakivan shomer le tenei vu eni yodeim tumei ani imtar lochash l'tarasa. Because the person who was doing the guy a favor and picking up his talis from the floor made the following deduction. He said, obviously this guy doesn't care to guard it from tumah. Why? Because he doesn't know my status. He doesn't know if I'm tumei or if I'm tar. Yet he asked me to go pick up his talis from the floor. It's obvious, therefore, that he doesn't care about the status of the talis. V'yeshkan hesach adas ulamachmirim b'taros aveyesach adas tuma. Ah, so says Rashi, therefore this is considered to be a hesach adas, and legabe those who are machmir by taros, if there is hesach adas, then automatically we assume that the item is tameh because we have lost our chazaka that the item is tar. So from here we know that you always have to have a constant mindfulness of guarding the item from tumah, and if you have hesach adas, even for a moment, then the item is going to be tameh. So, and as soon as it leaves your possession, you stop guarding it. So, Omer Rav Yonah Semen Amram. So, Rav Yonah Semen Amram is going to give us a variation of this case. Tenes chalfalo kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel chol v'lov shan nitmu. Now, a very strange case that, let's say, you go to your closet. So, you think you're taking out your Shabbos suit, but instead you take out a suit that you wear to work during the week, when people used to wear suits during the week. So, you think you're taking out one thing. In the end, you take out another thing. Says the Gemara, it's going to be tameh. Why? Because the concept over here is that the shmira helps only if you know what you're watching. And over here, since you don't know what you're watching, you think you're taking the kelim shel Shabbos, but you take the kelim shel chol, then it's not going to be guarded. And says Rashi over here, because again, the chazaka is that because the sfara is rather that mishamara dover becheska shu dover zev and imsa shu dover acher eino shamur. Because you have to have such a level of awareness, such a level of mindfulness when you're watching something. Not only does it have to remain in your possession, not only do you always have to see it, but you have to know exactly what the thing is that you're watching. And therefore, if you think you're watching something else, then it's not going to be good. What's also apparent from here is that why does it matter what suit he took? He thought he was going to take a suit. He thought he was going to take a blue suit, so he took his gray suit. Big deal. What difference does it make? So obviously, they would hold their Shabbos clothing to a higher standard of even tumah and tara than they would their weekday clothing. And therefore, by taking the wrong item, there therefore is a risk that he's not going to guard it the same way. But we're not worried about the reason. The fact is that what we're worried about, the halacha, is that it's considered a shmira only if you know exactly what it is that you are watching. Another case, so Amar Rav Lazar Barab Tzadok, Maisa B'Shnei Nashem Chaveros, Shenes Chalfulen Kleim B'Beis HaMerchatz. There were two women who went to the mikvah, and they each put on the clothing belonging to the, not to the mikvah, to the Beis HaMerchatz. They went to the bathhouse, and then when they got dressed, instead of each woman taking her clothing by accident, she took the clothing that belonged to her friend. Ubo Maisa Levnei Rabbi Akiva V'timon, and the Maisa came to Rabbi Akiva. What is the halachic status of these clothing, of the clothing? And Rabbi Akiva said, it's Tamei. Why again? Because you don't know what you're watching. Because each woman thinks that she's guarding her clothing, but really she switched her clothing with her friend, and really she's guarding the clothing belonging to her friend. So says the Gemara, well, Maskefla Rav Hoshaya, says Rav Hoshaya, Elameyata. So from all these cases, it's like, come on, you know, you think you're watching clothing, you know you're watching clothing, so it happens to be you picked the blue suit instead of the gray suit, it happens to be you picked your friend's shirt instead of your shirt, What's the big deal? You're watching the thing anyway. You see the thing. So it says, are you going to take it to its logical extreme? Elamayata, hoshid yada lasal lital paschitin. Let's say you have a whole basket full of rolls. And you stick your hand in intending to take a wheat roll. You also be able to pass over it. But instead of taking out a wheat roll, you take out a barley roll. So, hachanami dinitmes. Are you going to say that it's tame because you intended to take a wheat roll, but instead you took a barley roll, even though it's a whole basket of challah rolls? No, it doesn't. You don't have to know exactly which one you're taking out. Come on. And says the Gemara, well, maybe the halacha is that you have to know which one exactly you're taking out. And if you take out the wrong one, if you take out something that you didn't think you were supposed to take out, maybe in fact it is going to be tame. But says the Gemara, let's say you have a barrel of liquid and you are guarding it from becoming tameh. You think it's wine, so you're guarding it. You think it's a barrel of wine, v'nimtzei shel shemen, and it turns out that it's actually a barrel of oil, tahora milatameh. Then it is tar from becoming tameh. In other words, it's tar. So says the Gemara, obviously we see that the Shmira is valid, even though you thought you were watching a barrel of wine, but even though you were in fact watching a barrel of oil, it's going to be okay, because you don't have to know exactly what you're watching. So by all these cases where you think you're taking out your blue suit and you take out your gray suit, what difference does it make? But says the Gemara, well, you have to finish reading the Braisa. Ulutameich ema seifa va'asura melechol. It says, if you're guarding the barrel of wine, if you're guarding the barrel of oil, thinking that it's a barrel of wine, so you don't have das as to what exactly it is. So true, it is not tamei, but you're also not allowed to eat it. Now, why aren't you allowed to eat it? So am I. So Amar Rav Yirmiyahu be'omer shemartiyah midavar hametamei v'lo midavar haposla. Why? Because what he says was that he was having in mind to guard it from something that can make this tamei enough to be metamei something else, but he wasn't guarding it enough to prevent it from coming into contact with something that could possel it. So what does that mean? So again, just to refresh, I think the rabbi covered this already yesterday, but just to get a little bit more familiar with these concepts. When we say that something is tamei in the Gemara, what that means is that it itself is tamei, and it could also be metamei other things. So for example, again, by chulin can only get to be a sheni, right? Once it's a sheni, it can't be metamei anything else, because, well, it can't be metamei other chulin. It could be metamei truma to which lishi, but it can't be metamei any other chulin, because sheni is as far as it goes. So what happens, how could I be metamei chulin to the point where it could be metamei something else? It's if it comes into contact with, if it itself is an avatoma, which it won't be, because that's only a sheretz or a dead body, or a zav, or rok shel zav, or a rishon latuma. So if it becomes a rishon latuma, it can make a sheni latuma. So that's called tame, because it itself is tame, and it can be metame something else. What's puzzle? Puzzle means that it itself becomes tame, but it can't transmit its tuma to anything else. For example, chulin which becomes a sheni cannot transmit tuma to another piece of chulin. Truma which becomes a shlishi, that's the end of the road. Kodesh which becomes a ravi, that's the end of the road. So over here, the problem is the guy who was watching the barrel of what he thought was wine, what it turns out to be oil, he had this weird type of kavana when he was guarding it. He had kavana that it shouldn't become tame to the extent where it could actually be metame something else, but he didn't have enough kavana to guard it to make sure that it itself wouldn't become tame, that it itself wouldn't become puzzle. And that's why what the Brisa said was, it is tahar milatame, because he guarded it sufficiently to make sure that it doesn't become tame to the extent where it could be metame something else. But it's usher to eat because he didn't guard it to the extent where he prevented it from it itself becoming puzzle. So he had this weird das when he was watching it. It was this this hybrid, this partial level of shmira. Says the Gemara, Umika de Tirusa Lapalga, is this really possible? Like, do people guard things like this? We would think that people guard things, either they're watching it or they're not watching it. Either they're watching it and preventing it and making sure that it doesn't become tame or puzzle, or they're not watching it at all. What kind of half-baked Shmira is there. So mi kan itirusal apalga. So says the Gemara in, yes, Vatanya and Benichusa. This Vatanya is Benichusa. Hoshet yada basal, vasal al ksefo. If you stick your hand into a basket and the basket is on your shoulder, vamagrifa betoch asal, and there's a shovel inside the basket, vayabalibo al asal, vloyabalibo al magrifa, and you had in mind to guard the contents of the basket from becoming tame, but you never had in mind to guard the shovel from becoming tame. So the halacha is that asal tar vamagrifa tameya. That the basket is going to be tar, and the shovel is going to be tame. Why is the shovel going to be tame? Because you had a hesach hadas from the shovel, because you're having in mind to guard the contents of the fruit in the basket from becoming tame, but you never had in mind to guard the shovel from becoming tame. Now it's obvious that the tumah is. It's obvious that the tumah is because of hesach hadas and not because he touched the magrefa, not because he touched the shovel or anything. Because if he is tameh, if the guy is tameh, and the guy touches the shovel, then the shovel is going to be metameh the fruit. So the issue is not one of actual tumah, and that's why the Gemara is bringing it as a raya here. The issue is one of hesach hadas. It's simply that he had a mind to watch the fruit. He didn't have in mind to guard the shovel. Because of that, the Tosefta says that we should take away from this brisa, delete from the brisa the line that the guy sticks his hand into the basket. Because from the fact that the brisa tells me that he sticks his hand into the basket, the implication is that's how the shovel became tame. But if he made the shovel tame, then the shovel's going to be metame the ochlin as well. But that's not the problem. The issue here is that he had a hesach hadas because he was intending to guard only the fruit in the basket, but he was not intending to guard the shovel, and that's why the shovel is going to be tamei. But over here, what do we have? We have a case of shmira lechatzon, because over here the guy's intending to guard only the fruit, but he's not intending to guard the shovel. So when the Gemara asks, how's it possible that the guy could have such a half-baked kavana when he's watching something, that he's only guarding it from becoming tame to the extent where it could be metame other things, but he's not guarding it to the extent that it can't become pasul? So the answer is yes, a person has such weird kavana when he's watching. He has a mind only to watch a certain item, but not another item. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, asal tar. The sal is tar. Why? To tame am a grateful sal. But the shovel should be metame the sal. Says the Gemara, well, the shovel can be metame the basket because in kli metame kli. Because a kli cannot be, one kli cannot be metame another, one kli cannot be metame another kli. A kli can only be tame from coming into contact through ochlin, or the kli can only be metame ochlin umashkin, sorry. But a kli cannot be metame another kli. Says the Gemara, okay, but if the kli can be metame ochlin umashkin, velitme masha besal. So let the magrefa make the contents of the basket. Let it make the fruit of the basket tame. So says the Gemara, well, Amaravina be Omer Shmartia Midavar Shemitama Velomidavar Aposlo. Because he says, I'm guarding the Magrefa from something that can cause it to transmit Tumah to other things, but not from something that can cause it itself to become Tumah without transferring the Tumah. And therefore, even though the shovel is going to be Tumah, the fruit will not be tame because he was guarding the shovel to the extent where he knows it didn't come into contact with something that could be metame other things. And therefore, even though the shovel itself can become tame, it cannot be metame the fruit in the basket. So says the Gemara, there's a second Tosfos here on the page, Martia medavar metame v'lamedavar aposlo, v'yakasha l'rav Rabbi Chanan. But my ifsla hach magrefa, how exactly did this magrefa then become tume? Iberishon obesheni, ein adam and kalim makabalin tuma elamiava tuma. So adam and kalim can only contract tuma from an avatuma. Biva avatuma havi pasul tume. And if it came into contact with an avatuma, then it's a rishon, and then it can make a sheni. So what are you talking about? Then the magrefa can't become tamei, but can't be matamei anything else. V'tei rich nifla b'mashkin, d'mashkin tamei and postlum b'kli, because kadamina and achore akelim shenipu b'mashkin. So elamai, it became tamei with mashkin, and mashkin because of a gzera, the rabbanon can make the kli become tamei, but it may really puzzle because it can't, then because the mashkin is a sheni, so then it can't cause the magrefa to transmit tuma to the contents of the kli. Okay, and that's why we could have this sort of half shmira, and that's why the magrefa is going to be tamei, but the contents of the basket are all going to be tar. Says the Gemara, this was a very long and confusing tangent, but become makom kasha. However, over here, we have a kasha. Why? Because it is mashma, that it is mashma from the case of the barrels that we started talking about, that if you have what you think is a barrel of wine and it turns out to be a barrel of oil, then your guarding, your shmira, is going to be a valid shmira. How is it that shmira is a valid shmira? I thought you gave me three or four examples earlier in the Gemara where if you're watching something and you don't know what you're watching, or you make a mistake in what it is that you're watching, your shmira is not a valid shmira. So why by the barrels of liquid is it a valid shmira even if it's not what you think it is? Says the Gemara, the Od Mosef, Rabba Baravua, and Rabba Baravua asks another kasha, Maisa Bisha Acha Shabbos Levnei Rabbi Yishmael. There was a Maisa with a certain woman who came to Rabbi Yishmael, Viyamrlo, and she said to him as follows, Rebbe, Beged Ze Araktiv Bitahara, I wove this Beged when I was tar, V'lahaya Belibi Lishamra Bitahara. However, I know I was tar, but I didn't have Kavana to guard it. So what's the halacha? Is this beged tamei or is the beged tar? I know I was tar. So it says Rabbi Yishmael, v'yamrlo. So mitok bdiko shaya Rabbi Yishmael bodka, and because of all of the bdikos that Rabbi Yishmael asked her, amrlo Rabbi nida mashchemi bechavel. That, you know what? Now that you raise all of these questions, you were asking me all of these questions about the Shmira. Now I remember, even though I was Tahar, there was a woman, one of my friends, who was a Nida, who was holding the string with me, and therefore the Beged would have become Tameh because of Tumas Heset by a Nida. Tumas Heset is what happens when a Nida moves something, and because the Nida was tugging on the string, then she really would have been Metameh this Beged. So what do we see? So we see that if you think that something is tar, even if you think something is tar, and you knew that you were tar, if you had a hesek hadas, meaning you were not actively trying to guard the thing, then it's not going to be tar. It's going to be tamei. Why? Because this woman thought she did everything right, but then when Rabbi Yishmael was asking all these triggering questions, she realized, oh wait, you're right. I did not watch it properly because there was this nida who was tugging the string, and therefore she made it tamei. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Kama Gedolim, Devrei Chachamim, Shayom Rambaliba L'Shamra Tar, Im Biliba L'Shamra Tamei. So this is a validation of the halacha that it's only tar if you actually have mindfulness about it. If you have Hesach Hadas, it's going to be Tameh. A similar mice in the Gemara. Shuv mice b'isha akash abasal of nev Rabbi Yishmael. Another mice by a woman who came to Rabbi Yishmael. Amr lo, Rebbe mapazu raktiv betara. I wove this cloth when I was tar. V'loya b'libi l'shomer. However, I didn't have in mind to watch it. And mitok b'diko shaya Rabbi Yishmael botka. And because of all of the b'dikos that Rabbi Yishmael asked, all of these penetrating questions that he asked her, Amr lo, Rebbe neima nifsikali. Whoa, hang on, you're right. Because a string detached v'kashartia b'peh, and I basically put it in my mouth. So what's the big deal about putting it in her mouth? So if you look in Rashi over here, Dibra Maskel Nifsikali, it's about more than three quarters of the way down. It says that Kodem Sharakti Baklum, because Artiya Bepeh, Kodem Sharakti Baklum, Shloi Saruya Latuma. In other words, a Beged can only become Tame when it's three etzbos by three etzbos. So before the Beged had reached the status of a Beged, she had put this string in her mouth. And at that time, it wasn't yet a beged, and it turns out that I had not yet gone to the mikvah from my nida, and therefore I have to be afraid that because this string had been in my mouth when I was a nida, I was not yet tar, and then I eventually wove it into a beged. Maybe when the beged reached the status of Sholosh Hatzbos, or Sholosh Hatzbos, the spittle on the string was still wet. V'ro kanida avatumu, and ro kanida is an avatuma, kachni rabbeinai, that's Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu mefarshim, and the Rashi's rabbeim explain, mishum tsinoros ama'aretz, amatame kolzman shehi lacha. That the concern is not that she herself was a nida when she put it in her mouth, it's that if she wasn't guarding the beged, then maybe an ama aretz came and an ama aretz spat on the beged. But says Rashi, no, that can't be. It can't be that we're talking that it's not a chshash of nida, that rather we're afraid that the woman who was making the beged was an ama aretz, and that the ama aretz had spittle went on the beged. Dilo chavera isa, because she was obviously a chavera, because if she wasn't a chavera, mi asya kamed rabbanon li shoel al taros, she wouldn't have come to ask this question of Rav Yishmael. But oh, mi amemna lemeima raktia b'tar, Rav Yishmael never would have believed her that she was tar when she wove the beged. Ketani miyas beliba l'shomra tar, klomar, akar kavanas hashmira einein advarim. So Rashi likes the pshat that maybe she was a nida at the time that she put one of the strings in her mouth, and therefore the beged, it turns out, is going to be tameh, because maybe the spittle was still on the beged at the time it reached the status where it was able to, the size rather, where it was able to become tameh. And again, said Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gdolim Debrei Chachamim. Back in the Gemara, first wide line, Shaya Omrim Beliba L'Shamro Tar, Im Beliba L'Shamro Tameh. So, okay, so again, you have to have mindfulness. You have to have, you cannot have a Hesach Hadas when you're guarding something from becoming tamei. So says the Gemara as follows. Bishlama Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Tzadok. I understand according to the case of Rabbi Lazar b'Reb Tzadok, which is the case where the women are in the bathhouse and they swap each other's clothing. Why is it going to be tamei? Kol achas v'achas omeres chavarasi eishes amaretz umas chadai timine. Because each woman will assume that her friend is not a chaver, her friend is an amaretz, and therefore she's tamei, and therefore she's masiach das. She knows, she gives up hope. She knows that the clothing that she switched with her friend is actually going to become tamei. Rav Yochanan ben Amram, according to Rav Yochanan ben Amram, which is the case where the guy thinks he's pulling out his gray suit and he pulls out his blue suit. Nami kivan the kalim de shabbos of lushimur tvei mesach daitimine. Because why do we use the example of he thinks he's pulling out his Shabbos suit, but instead he pulls out his weekday suit? Because he holds his Shabbos suit to a higher standard. He has a higher level of shmira, a higher level of das when he's wearing a Shabbos suit. And therefore, the problem is not that it's the wrong color suit. The problem is that he conducts himself to a higher level when dealing with that item. So says the Gemara, the Ella, the Rav Yochanan and Elazar, but according to Rav Yonasan and Elazar, rather, which was the case where the guy's talus fell off his shoulder and he asked his friend to pick it up, Navi Lushimer Biyede de Chavre. Why was there a Hesach Hadas? He sees his friend is right in front of him, so it should be guarded in the hands of his friend. Because we have a chazaka that he's not watching it when it's in the hands of his friend. We have to be talking about a case where the friend is also a chaver, because if the case is an amaretz, then he knows, then he had Hesach Hadas, because he knows this guy's an amaretz, and therefore was likely to become tamei. But no, even though when his friend is a chaver, he does not watch what is in his friend's hand. Says the Gemara, Velo, is it really the case that a guy doesn't watch what's in his friend's hand? Vatanya, flipping to chaf on the base. Vatanya, reisha, yochamara, v'pola, v'tulin, tunin, taros. There was a situation where where guys, donkey drivers who were amaya aretz, were transporting tyros, for example, wine in barrels and klecheres. And klecheres do not become tamei when they're touched from the outside, only when they are handled from the inside, because only the inside of a klecheres can become tamei, or the tuma can get to the klecheres only from the inside, only from the tochakli. So, afal pi sheiflig mam yoser mimil, even though he was a mile away from them, tarosav taros, his taros are still going to be tar, and says Rashi, we are not afraid that maybe they touched the inside of the kli, because they were afraid to touch the inside of the kli, because they're afraid that the owner is going to come back at any moment. Now, generally, an ama aretz has the status of a zav. we know that a Zav can import Tumas Heset, that if a Zav moves something, it could become Tameh. So why aren't the barrels Tameh because of Tumas Heset? Why do we say the only way for the barrels to become Tameh is if the guy touches the inside? They should be Tameh because if a Zav moves a barrel, it becomes Tameh as well. So the Mefarshim explain, you're right, in a Chinami, usually Tumas Zav does have Tumas Heset. However, if we were going to be Gozer on this, it would be impossible to transport anything because most donkey drivers are Amei Aretz. And therefore, we only have to be afraid that they would stick their hands inside. But again, the case is, even if he's far away, the stuff is still going to be tar, even though he doesn't see it. However, if he says, he goes, now you guys go ahead, I'll catch up with you. Once they're out of his eyesight, then they're going to be tameh, because now they're no longer afraid he's going to show up at any moment. Says the Gemara, Samar of Yitzchak Nafka, Reisha b'metar chamar of upol of lakach. No, the Reisha is where the implied question of the Gemara is, why is it tar? They're out of his eyesight, so he's no longer watching them. So the answer is because he was metar is chamar of upol of. So they weren't tameh, they were really tar. Says the Gemara, Iyachi emesei seifanami. So says the Gemara, but if he was metar them, so why in the case where he told them to go ahead, I'll catch up with you later, why are they tamei? So says the Gemara, ein amaretz makpid al maga chavero. It's not because he's afraid that they're going to touch the inside of the barrel, they're afraid that the friend is going to touch the inside of the barrel. But Iyachi reisha nami. But in the Reisha itself, as soon as he's out of eyesight, it should become Tameh. B'volam derek akalton, because he could come upon them very quickly, and therefore they're afraid to have anybody touch the barrel. Iyachi seifanami, but in that case, in the seif as well. Why aren't we afraid that the guy's going to surprise them with a visit? Says the Gemara, kimen damar lu lachem vani avo achrecha mismach samcha datayu. Once he tells them, oh, go ahead, I'll catch up after you, then already they're going to relax their guard, because they know that he's not going to show up right away. So he purposely fell behind. We're going to start with it. We would have to do the Mishnah tomorrow anyway, just to understand what's going on in tomorrow's Gemara. So we have now finished the second parak. We will start the third parak, God willing, tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.